Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, King Yayati Achieves Liberation, Text 19. Tasman etam aham tyaktva brahmani yadyaya manasam nirdvandvo nirahankarash charishyami mrigai saha tasmade tamaham tyaktva brahmanyadyayamanasam nirdvandvo nirahankarash charishyami mrigai saha tasmad etam aham tyaktva brahmanyadyayamanasam nirdvandvo nirahankarash charishyami mrigai saha tasmad etam aham tyaktva brahmanyadyayamanasam nirdvandvo nirahankarash charishyami mrigai saha tasmadaham tyaktva brahmanyadyayamanasam nirdvandvo nirahankaras charishyami mrigai saha nirahankaras nirvandvo nirahankaras charishyami mrigai saha tasmad etam aham tyaktva brahmanyadyayamanasam nirvandvo nirahankaras charishyami mrigai saha Smare tamaham tyaktva Anyanaya manasam Nidrandra nirahankaras Charishyami magaisaha Asmare tamaham tyaktva Vaishnavis Tasmad etamaham tyaktva Brahmanyadyayamanasam Nirdvandvo nirahankaras Charishyami mrigai saha Om Namah Shivaya. Shrishyami Mrigai Saha Tasmat Therefore Etam Such strong desires for lusty affairs Aham I Tyaktva Giving up Brahmani Upon the Supreme Absolute Truth. Adyaya, fixing. Manasam, the mind. Nirdvandvaha, without duality. Nirahankaraha, without an identity of false prestige. Chirishyami, I shall loiter or wander in the forest. Mrigai Saha, with the forest animals. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction and free from false prestige. I shall wander in the forest with the animals. Please repeat. Therefore, I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction and free from false prestige. I shall wander in the forest with the animals. So purport. This is a very powerful purport. Anybody who's thinking of going to Vrindavan or has been to Vrindavan should pay very close attention to this purport. Purport. To go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only means by which to give up lusty desires. Unless one gives up such desires, one's mind cannot be freed from material contamination. Therefore, if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth, death, old age, and disease, after a certain age, one must go to the forest. Panchasordvam vanam vrajet. After 50 years of age, one should voluntarily give up family life and go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one need not live with the animals, but can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan is the best means of being liberated from material bondage, for in Vrindavan, one can automatically meditate upon Krishna. Vrindavan has many temples, and in one or more of these temples, one may see the form of the Supreme Lord as Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram, and meditate upon this form. As expressed here by the words Brahmanyadhyaya, one should concentrate one's mind upon the Supreme Lord, Parabrahman. This Parabrahman is Krishna, as confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are not different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Taniyas Taddama Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Therefore, if one somehow or other gets the opportunity to live in Vrindavan, and if one is not a pretender, but simply lives in Vrindavan and concentrates his mind upon Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. One's mind is not purified, however, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires. One should not live in Vrindavan and commit offenses, for a life of offenses in Vrindavan is no better than the lives of the monkeys and hogs there. Many monkeys and hogs live in Vrindavan, and they are concerned with their sexual desires. Men who have gone to Vrindavan but who still hanker for sex should immediately leave Vrindavan and stop their grievous offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord. There are many misguided men who live in Vrindavan to satisfy their sexual desires, but they are certainly no better than the monkeys and hogs. Those who are under the control of Maya, and specifically under the control of lusty desires, are called Maya Mriga. Indeed, everyone in the conditional stage of material life is a Maya Mriga. It is said, Maya Mrigam Dayatipsitam Anvadavat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to show his causeless mercy to the Maya Mrigas, the people of this material world who suffer because of lusty desires. One should follow the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always think of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Then one will be eligible to live in Vrindavan and his life will be successful. Om Gyan Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the Vrindavan on this earth planet, it's called Bauma Vrindavan, means the Vrindavan on this earth planet, but it is an expansion of the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, which exists in the spiritual sky, the spiritual world. And they're considered to be non-different. And when Krishna comes to this world, he appears in this Bauma Vrindavan. So it's a special place. And we also have the opportunity to visit that place by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who came from that Vrindavan to the Western world to create the Vrindavan mood everywhere. So, when Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he first appeared in Mathura, but then was taken by Vasudev to Vrindavan, where He lived with his father Nanda Maharaj and mother Yashoda Mai, and associated with the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls for some time. Eventually, Krishna returned to the spiritual world, and the pastime places that were connected with Krishna were lost after some years. But then one of Krishna's great-grandsons, Vajranab, became the king of Vrindavan 100 or 200 years after Krishna had departed from this world at the beginning of the Kali Yuga. And he was shown by a sage named Shandilya the locations of the pastime places of Krishna, and he erected temples there, and he installed deities. Like he installed the Gopal deity on the top of Govardhan Hill in a temple there. But then time went on, and gradually Buddhism became prominent in northern India, and then the Muslims invaded. And because of that, again, many of the pastime places and temples and deities were lost. So at the time of Lord Chaitanya sent his followers, the Goswamis, Lokanath Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and others, to rediscover, relocate the pastime places of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya himself also did this. He was looking for Radha Kund and Shama Kund, but they had been lost. So he was sitting one day looking over some rice fields, and he detected that two ponds in these rice fields were Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda. So he had his followers, like Raghunath Das Goswami, excavate these ponds and develop them into pilgrimage places. And when they were excavating the ponds, they discovered one of the deities that had originally been installed there by King Vajranab, and it's still in a temple at Radha Kund even today. So the Goswamis relocated other pastime places and lost deities. You know, for example, Rupa Goswami was ordered by Lord Chaitanya to find the Govindaji deity that had once been installed by King Vajranaba. And he searched everywhere for it. The story is told in a book called the Bhakti Ratnakara. And he was very disappointed that he couldn't find this deity. And one day a little boy walked up to him and saw that he was crying. And he asked, "Why are you crying, my dear sir?" And he said, "Oh, I've been ordered to find this Govindaji deity, and I've searched everywhere and I can't find him." So this boy said, "You come with me." So he followed this boy to a hill. It's called the Gomat Tila in the Vrindavan area, the Gomat Tila hill. And he saw on that hill a cow standing on the top of it, pouring down milk on the top of the hill. So he got some villagers together, and they began to dig at that place. And they found the Govindaji deity, and they erected a simple temple there and later built a bigger temple. And that was done during the time of the Goswamis when they were there. But a century later, some Muslims invaded and destroyed that temple, and the deity, Govindaji, was moved to Jaipur, where he can be seen today in a temple there. So in this way, the Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya, they revived Vrindavan as a place of pilgrimage. You know, they relocated the pastime places of Krishna, relocated lost deities, erected new temples, so that we can take advantage. We can come and go to Vrindavan. But it's a very serious thing, as Srila Prabhupada is indicating here. One should be very pure in terms of mind, body, and words when you go to a sacred place like that. I can remember when I was first becoming involved with the Krishna consciousness movement, I'd gotten a Bhagavad Gita at a rock concert, and I read in the Bhagavad Gita about Vrindavan, and I wrote to a temple. I wrote a letter to a temple. I think it was the Buffalo, New York temple or the New York City temple, saying, yes, I've gotten this book. I'm reading it. I want to go to India. I want to go to Vrindavan. And they wrote me back a very nice letter. They said it's a very nice desire to want to go to Vrindavan, but first you should qualify yourself. You should become a devotee and learn how to practice devotional service. And that's very good advice, because if I had gone before I had committed myself to the practice of devotional service, I probably would have, and I had managed somehow or other to reach the geographical location of Vrindavan, I would have created all kinds of offenses. And so it was actually good advice, I think. You know, eventually I did get to go in 1979. I was serving in this temple on the staff of Back to Godhead magazine. And, yeah, I was a young devotee, but I had gotten initiated by Srila Prabhupada, and they had a system for, you know, sending each year some member of the staff to Vrindavan and Mayapur. So it became my turn to go. So I, you know, I went. You know, they, in those days, the devotees, when they would go to Mayapur and Vrindavan, they'd all fly on the same airplane and have big kirtans and prasadam. Now everybody goes by themselves and makes their own way on different airlines. But it was, you know, kind of interesting. But I didn't have a single penny other than the ticket. So I remember I got to Vrindavan. I was sitting in front of the Krishna Balaram temple one day, and a devotee came out with a plate of prasadam, some maha prasadam, and sat down next to me, and I looked at it. And he said to me, you know, you can get some Mahaprasadam in the temple, it just cost a few rupees. I told him I don't have a few rupees. So he gave me some rupees and I got some Mahaprasadam. But the point is if one goes to Vrindavan, one has to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada once said that the average person, the average sort of person who just wants to come to Vrindavan probably shouldn't stay there more than 3 days. Because, if you're not really fixed up in Krishna consciousness, probably, he said after 3 days, you can behave yourself for 3 days. You can control your mind for 3 days, but then after that it becomes difficult. And that creates a problem because he said everything is magnified in Vrindavan. The good that you do, the devotional practices that you engage in, their effect is magnified 100 times, he said. He said, but also the offenses are magnified 100 times as well. So it's something we should all aspire to go to Vrindavan, but we should also prepare ourselves very carefully for doing that. And another point that Srila Prabhupada made sometimes was that in one sense a devotee can create Vrindavan anywhere. It's a matter of consciousness. He even says in this purport, if you're in Vrindavan in the wrong consciousness, it's not like you're really there in a sense. If you're in the mood of always thinking of Krishna and serving Krishna and seeing everything in connection with Krishna, then any place such a devotee goes becomes like Vrindavan. And he would give the example of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya first took sannyas, the renounced order of life, he was in Bengal, and he decided he wanted to go to Vrindavan, so he set off on foot, heading westward, from Bengal. But the devotees in Bengal wanted to keep him around for a little bit longer. They wanted him to come to the house of Advaita Acharya. So Nityananda Prabhu got in touch with some of the cowherd boys in the district that Lord Chaitanya was passing through, and he convinced them to direct him back towards the Ganges River and tell him it's the Yamuna. So that happened. So Lord Chaitanya went to this river thinking it was the Yamuna, and he saw Nityananda and Advaita there and he said, "What are you doing here?" And he began to understand that he'd been tricked. that you've tricked me. This is not good that you've deceived me like this. Convinced me that this is the Yamuna. I'm going to cross it and go to Vrindavan. And Advaita said to him, "Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan." And in that connection, Srila Prabhupada would often say that a devotee can create the mood of Vrindavan anywhere. He said his temples, where he's installed deities of Krishna, these are as good as the original Sri Vrindavan Dham, in a sense. So, but he did recognize there were some differences. Once he was actually in Vrindavan, October 1972, And, you know, he said to his disciples in Vrindavan, in this Vrindavan, you will find there are many places for hearing about Krishna. So either Vrindavan or anywhere else, wherever Krishna is heard, that is Vrindavan. Not that Vrindavan is limited to a certain space. If you become a pure devotee and if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, any part of the world. Not that you have to come here. Of course, you come here, that's all right, because it is established, Vrindavan. When Krishna comes here, whenever he comes on this planet, he comes here. There are so many devotees. Certainly there is meaning, there is important to this dham. But still, if it is not possible to come here, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, provided you are a pure devotee and you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without any offense. So he would sometimes say things like that. You know, a pure devotee can create Vrindavan anywhere by his consciousness. But there is something special about, you know, the Vrindavan that's there in India, because that's the place where Krishna comes when he comes to this planet. But he said if you can't go there, then just chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna, see everything in connection with Krishna, hear about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and it becomes like Vrindavan. And another thing I was reflecting on in reading this purport is how one has to take into consideration everything that Srila Prabhupada says about a topic. Now, for example, if you just read the first sentence of this purport, it says, to go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only means by which to give up lusty desires, period. So, yeah, if you just took that one statement and just accepted that as Srila Prabhupada's final word on the topic of giving up lusty desires, that means we should all put down our japa beads and start marching out to the forest to be, you know, out to the Los Angeles National Forest to be with the cougars and the bears. There are other instructions, you know, that he gives about, you know, this topic, indicating that what really frees one from the lower desires is developing a higher taste by the practice of devotional service, which can be done in temples, in cities, can be done anywhere. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Happy New Year. Hare New Year.